This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman and for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Federal immigration enforcement disrupted schools across Chicago's north and near northwest side today, with at least eight schools canceling activities or keeping students inside after reports of agents in the area. An elementary school in Wicker Park went on soft lockdown. Two high schools in Lincoln Park kept students on campus for lunch, and several schools allowed students to stay after dismissal. A South Carolina police training expert testified today that the killing of Springfield area resident Sonia Massey was due to the, quote, unsound actions of the ex-cop who shot her. My colleague Mawa Iqbal is in Peoria and has this report.
Former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. His defense team argues Massey was a threat to Grayson because she tried throwing a pot of boiling water at him. Law professor Seth Stoughton, a witness for the prosecution, analyzed the police body cam video of that night, frame by frame, in court. He says Massey can be seen raising the pot above her shoulder right before Grayson fatally shoots her. However, Stoughton says Grayson's actions leading up to the shooting were, quote, tactically unsound. He testified that Grayson should have backed away or even walked out of Massey's house when he saw her grabbing the pot. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
A new investigation from the Sun-Times shows more than a dozen Chicago City Council members got campaign contributions from a political action committee whose leaders include landlord Corey Oliver. He's the landlord of a troubled South Shore apartment building raided last month by immigration agents. Recipients of the funds include former 27th Ward Alderman Walter Burnett, who's Mayor Brandon Johnson's choice to run the Chicago Housing Authority. Oliver tells the Sun-Times his company is often brought in to manage buildings already in crisis, generally as part of a 12 to 18-month stabilization plan. Building residents say conditions there got worse after Oliver's company took over in 2024. Lollapalooza is telling Chicago City Council members that it generated more impact for the city this past summer than in any year prior. In a letter first obtained by Politico, Texas-based event organizer C3 Presents says the four-day music fest delivered an impact of $480 million to the city, and that attendance hit 460,000 people. The city makes money from the amusement taxes charged on tickets. The Resilience Arts Fest continues in Hyde Park this weekend. The new festival showcases stories of people impacted by the criminal legal system. Founding executive of the Mud Theater Project and festival organizer Brian Beals tells WBEZ's In the Loop the impact of incarceration is wide-reaching.
We talk about the expansion of the term system impacted. You know, when you ask a room full of people, are you system impacted, you see only formerly incarcerated people raise their hands. But the truth of the matter is, if you live in Chicago, where over 350,000 people have returned from prison, we're all system impacted.
Formerly incarcerated himself, Beal says theater can help people tell their stories even when they're incarcerated. You're listening to The Rundown. Carp from Asia were first introduced to fish farms in the southern United States in the 1960s to help control algae. But the carp quickly became invasive. They overran the Illinois River decades ago, so much so that there's more carp there today than any other place on Earth. Illinois and federal officials have fought to keep the fish contained ever since. They worry if the fish reach the Great Lakes, it could upend the delicate ecosystem there. Last week, Illinois may have turned a corner in the fight against this aquatic menace. WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco brings us the story from the Illinois River.
Bluegill 90s.
Hands caked in fish slime, Joe Greendike sorts through a catch of native fish that are competing with the invasive carp for food.
Green sunfish 90s, largemouth bass 110s.
It's all part of a state-run monitoring program to take stock of the exploding numbers of invasive carp and then targeting those areas with the most carp for removal.
Silver carp, 630s. You want to come feel this and tell me what sex it is?
One big giveaway is whether the fins on the side of the carp are rough or smooth. Rough for male, smooth for female.
Okay, so back here, this is, we're talking a blood boy.
Yeah, you got that right.
Since the beginning of the summer, Greendike and his team have been gathering data about sex, size, and overall numbers of fish in the river with a focus on the carp's numbers. But Greendike, a seasonal fisheries technician with the Illinois Natural History Survey, said the invasive carp, the silver carp in particular, don't make it easy.
Because they're pretty slimy and pretty strong, so if you don't grip them right, they're pretty hard to control.
Local, state, and federal officials have spent years trying to keep the carp, which can out-eat and outgrow native fish, from breaching the Great Lakes. The big fear is that the carp could wreak havoc on the world's largest freshwater ecosystem and the multi-billion dollar boating and fishing industries that rely on it. But now, a project the state's been wanting to build to keep the carp contained just got one step closer.
Last week, the state of Illinois announced that they had taken title to a parcel of land near the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois, where there's a project underway to stop invasive carp from getting into the Great Lakes.
That's Joel Brammeyer. He's with the nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes, and he's talking about the Brandon Road Interbasin Project. It's a $1.15 billion barricade slated to be built in the Des Plaines River, which connects the Illinois River to the Chicago Shipping Canal. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are overseeing it. The underwater barrier will deploy technologies like a continuous wall of bubbles that will disorient the fish and acoustic blasts to keep the carp from passing through. To get it done, the state acquired 2.75 acres of land near the Des Plaines River from a former coal plant operator called Midwest Generation.
They needed this land from Midwest Generation to allow the Army Corps to proceed with its construction of the project. So it's another step towards getting those barriers built and keeping carp out of the Great Lakes.
But there's an issue. It's possible the land might be contaminated, and the state has to clean it up before turning it over to the Army Corps for construction, a cost that we put on Illinois taxpayers. And this is a process that will take time. In the meantime, the state is relying on what's been working. Michael Spear with the Illinois Natural History Survey said the state's harvesting and monitoring efforts are making a dent in the carp populations. Even so, he doesn't want to take any chances.
They're already here in the Illinois River, and they're already doing a lot of damage to these ecosystems and the river communities this river flows through. So it's important to push back the invasion front to prevent their further march towards Lake Michigan, but also to reduce the standing populations in these downstream portions of the river.
Scientists like Spear can use the data to target carp hotspots along the river for harvesting efforts and slow the movement of the underwater menace. The state hopes to award new construction contracts for the barricade by the end of the year. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Partly cloudy skies are forecast overnight. Expect a low around 38. Partly sunny on Saturday. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.